Hello, welcome to the second episode of A&A Theaters. Today we're going to be talking about G-Force, which, oh my god, incredible movie.
Cuteness overload. I love them. I love guinea pigs.
Yeah, guinea pigs, top tier animals.
Oh my gosh.
This is another warning for spoilers. If you haven't seen this movie, it's from 2009, so go watch it.
On Disney Plus.
If you haven't already. Yes, it is on Disney Plus. It's also 1 hour, 26 minutes. It's literally a kid's movie. It's not that long.
It's not like Marvel or anything.
There we go. That's the start of the episode now. It's the can of Coke opening.
How did you feel about the movie, Alice?
It's like watching it is like having a very comfortable blanket on you. It's just very nice and easy watching, and it just feels like childhood.
I feel like a child watching it, like especially when they get down on all fours and like run. That scene cracks me up every time. Like I forget that they're guinea pigs because they stand on two legs.
And they fucking talk.
And then like, when they run, they go on all fours and just...
Oh my god, no. And the way that they like scurry, because it's more of a shuffle than anything.
I saw my guinea pig scurry the other night and it reminded me of the movie. It was too funny. I just... Like, that movie cracked me up. It was funny.
Although I'm gonna say, I don't like the way that, oh god, his name is Blaster Juarez.
Yeah.
And Edwin? It cannot be his name.
Darwin! Oh my gosh. Darwin.
Yeah, I don't like the way that they kind of flirt with each other. It makes me mildly uncomfortable.
It makes her comfortable. In the way they make her all like sexy. Some men are like...
No!
A mystery.
Oh my god.
I was like, why is she on Twitter typing? And the way she talks, some, I keep you on your toes. I was like, what the f-?
And when she gets on her back legs and then walks,
her hips are swiveling.
They're swaying. It's, oh my god. Oh my god.
For a kids movie, they sexualize the fuck out of that guinea pig. That's so uncomfortable. And she was like, I like Darwin. And then we're just like, what? It's just...
No.
It's weird.
No. It was mildly uncomfortable.
It was very weird.
But everything else about the movie makes up for it.
Oh my gosh.
Now, you wanted to read
some reviews. Yes.
Also, can we talk about how much it made in the box office?
How much did it make?
I think it was like 200 million.
The fuck? Box office. $292 million. That was more than The Gray Man.
Are you surprised?
No.
What was the budget?
Oh my gosh. The budget was 150 million. So they...
Oh my god. Y'all, they're getting paid the good bucks.
Can you tell me why I never expected someone like Nicolas Cage to be Speckles?
No, it's crazy. They had such like a good cast just to do voice acting.
I was shocked to hear like Nicolas Cage was Speckles.
Yeah.
I did not know that was...
And Sam Rockwell? Like, dude.
He did good.
They all did good.
But also... Darwin.
Also, like, it's just saying the lines, not actually acting. But I don't know, maybe it's harder because all they have is their voice and not, like, their eyes or anything.
Should we start with a positive review or negative?
I think you...
Bless you.
I think you should read whatever you want.
We're going to do negative. This is an ex guinea pig movie. Cinema_fan. This new Walt Disney feature,
yeah, echoed a bit.
Production, as it is Disney, has to be the biggest exercise and pointless in movie making, period. There used to be a time where the Disney moniker stood for quality, originality, intrigue, and fun. Sadly, with the help of a tiny group of guinea pigs, its quality of leadership has withered away.
Oh my god!
Why is this so serious for this person? This is so serious. Like, competing with the kitty market. Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
Oh wow. They wrote a whole rant. Jesus Christ.
Wait, with this late, we see a script that is far too monotonous, far too unrewarding in entertainment value, and exceedingly too uncaptivating for any mind over the age of 7. I'm 17, I found it captivating.
I'm 19, and I love this movie.
Under this age range, it is the sum of its parts that sells this film. Fluffy rodents that play James Bond are searching for the reason of being.
Fluffy rodents that play James Bond. That's so funny.
Oh,
that's such a good line.
They went in.
They hate this movie.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Better a G-string.
Oh, great.
G-Force should be titled C-Force for Cute Force. A witless, partially animated adventure about a team of talking
guinea
pigs.
Well, of course it's fucking partially animated. Guinea pigs don't talk English.
My guinea pig acts like a space cadet. Why would they talk English? Like, he just stares at stuff like... Just stare at you. Like, talking guinea pig working for the FBI to stop a billionaire from ruling the world with Jerry Bruckheimer, like a household appliance's currently partner. If the plot doesn't anesthetize you, the wasting of Bill Nye as a crazed mogul will depress you because he has not one line to captivate on his considerable sardonic delivery. And except for a fly buzzing in and out of the 3D frame that doesn't process distract from the banality of the film. Why are these people taking this film so seriously?
What I want to point out, these are some big words. Just say it.
It's a kid's film.
It's a fucking kid's
movie.
If you have a fucking English degree, why are you watching this movie? Of course you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, it's like a very studious professor or a teacher. Like
shut the fuck up. Like, shut up. Do you not have fun in life?
See, I love this person next. They said, I loved it. It's not for the serious moviegoer. They said, I saw this in 3D at the cinema, and I loved it. It's never going to happen, and totally ridiculous, but who cares? It's fun. Guinea pig secret agents have to stop a company infiltrating the world with ordinary electrical appliances with explosive chips in them. Yeah, it can happen anywhere. It's definite on my feel-good list as I watch this whenever I'm feeling down, and it cheers me up.
Period. Good.
It cheered me up, too.
No, I mean, it's such a fantastic movie.
Best fun movie of 2009.
Also, I just want to say that it does feel very 2009. The fucking... All of the songs. The Lady Gaga. When Blaster is playing Just Dance. All the Black Eyed Peas.
I don't know why he's playing Just Dance. And Juarez is over here on Twitter like... Like, no one sees what she's doing. Like, fun adventure, but a cookie cutter and ridiculous plot spoils it.
It has the same plot as any other superhero movie. The good guys win. That's the fucking plot, babes.
Someone said, this is an excellent movie. Why didn't it receive an Oscar? My bias is that I would have voted for it.
It definitely should have won an Oscar. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
That's so funny. It should have won something.
Hold on, they said, they had me at, quote, not flies, not chihuahuas.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Last year's Beverly Hills Chihuahua turned out not to be the god-awful pile of excrement I would expect. These big words are what gets me.
Babe, it's god-awful pile of excrement. It's just pile of shit.
They could just say pile of shit.
I mean, they should.
Just say pile of shit.
They should.
I was expecting it vastly exceeded expectations and climbed all the way up to a 2 on my 9-point scale. Similarly, G equals guinea pig, Force equals trained as Black Ops commandos could have been utterly dreadful, and it's not. Still Story creators Hoyt Yeatman and David James do absolutely nothing to rise above the form's conventions. It's a talking animal filk pitched at little kids, a how you're thinking poop pee fart jokes, and you be right.
And they were funny.
Oh my gosh. These,
I mean, what did they want? Did they want the guinea pigs to fuck?
What did they expect by the title? Like, you get what you're expecting. Look at the picture, you get what you're expecting. Like, no. See, not exactly as bad as what haters are ranting about.
Not exactly as bad? It's not bad at all.
Oh my god.
It's such a fantastic movie.
See, someone said it's quite good, actually, in 2019. I mean, 2009. I don't understand why this movie has a current rating of 4.7 out of 10. I loved it. True, some characters could have been given a meatier role, but overall, this is a good, sweet one with plenty of action, excellent animation. Penelope Cruz sounds sexy as usual.
Oh my god.
And Nicolas Cage is unrecognizable as Speckles, the mole. I didn't know it was him until I saw the credits. Same. But he's terrific. And although they appeared for a total of a little over 3 minutes, Bucky the hamster, who's a quarter fish, and the three mice were adorable. I hated that hamster with a passion. Oh my gosh, he was so ashamed to be a ferret. He was so ashamed to be a ferret.
I mean, I just... He brought some, like, comedic value.
Yeah.
Was he needed? No.
No.
Of course not. No one needs a hamster in a guinea pig movie.
Oh my gosh.
But it was entertaining.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Also, I just want to say that some of the lines are absolutely brilliant. I especially enjoyed Yippee-ki-yay coffee maker. Instead of yippee-ki-yay motherfucker.
What?
Yeah, no, they say yippee-ki-yay coffee maker in the movie.
Oh.
When that Darwin makes sense. And...
What's his name?
It starts with an M. Marley?
Marley?
Marvin?
I do not... All I know is that he's fat.
Yeah, he was very food motivated. Good character, but it's when they're fighting the coffee maker.
Oh yeah,
which
yeah,
is
yeah.
Why he says yippee-ki-yay coffee maker.
Oh, that scene was funny.
That was yeah.
No one saw guinea pigs in the street like fighting the coffee maker.
How was no one like, oh,
what are those guinea pigs doing?
Why is there a guinea pig
in the fucking window
pushing a skateboard while another guinea pig rides it, and they've got like a bunch of fucking debris on the skateboard. How is that guinea pig capable of that?
Oh.
Like, did they not? Because a skateboard, that's kind of hard to miss.
Like, especially when they were in the window and he was like, I'll keep a lookout.
Those people walked up and saw him. And they were like, what are they doing?
Aren't they supposed to be like undercover agents? And they're just,
I mean, they're undercover because they're guinea pigs, but they could be, you
that's
know,
so not undercover. Like, they're literally running from the FBI. Like, be so for real.
Instead of right.
Walking on like.
Like, at least put a hat on.
And, like, walking on all fours or dyeing your fur, they just stand up and still talk with their little headpieces. Like,
yeah,
we could tell which one you are. What's your favorite pig?
You know what? I'm gonna say Juarez because I had a guinea pig that looked just like her.
Oh.
Yeah. Blueberry.
That's the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
That's such a cute name.
Oh no, she was awesome. I absolutely adore her.
Is Blueberry still alive?
No, she died like 2014.
No.
Alyssa, you know the name of the guinea pigs that I have now.
No.
You know Blueberry is not one of them.
No.
It was okay. It was very peaceful and good. So it's fine.
Oh, rest in peace, Blueberry.
Yeah.
Ugh.
My favorite. Also, as we're talking about this, I have two guinea pigs, Steve and Bucky.
Both names.
I love Marvel.
Why?
I'm not even ashamed.
Why?
No, I'm not even. Yes. Yeah. Bucky Barnes in that knife scene in Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Is that what first?
I'm trying to think of a way to censor myself.
Oh no.
While still getting the message across. I'm very attracted to him in that scene. That's not why I named the guinea pig that.
Why did you name the guinea pig that?
Because I just think Bucky's a really cute name.
And Steve? Steve the guinea pig? Hey Steve, come here. Steve looks so cute today.
Well, Stevie is a good nickname.
Stevie, okay.
But yeah, if I have Bucky, I'm also gonna need Steve. And then my sister, who's actually the owner of them,
she purchased them.
I'm just the caretaker now, because she lives in an apartment and can't have the guinea pigs. I was like, okay. She agreed and was like, yeah, Steve is a pretty funny name for a guinea pig.
Oh my gosh.
So.
I love that.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Ozzy?
Ozzy? Oh my gosh. My guinea pig is Ozzy. He's like 4 now.
Old ass bitch.
Don't say that to
me. I'm so sorry.
He's very chunky.
I feel like guinea pigs have to be a bit chunky.
Yeah.
Like there's just something about them.
They love to eat. He loves to eat.
Yeah.
Like, every time my mom walks in the kitchen, he's like. Like, he's
all. I love the noises that they make.
They're so cute. But like, he's kind of bad though. He's always like flipping over his bowl, biting, chewing stuff he shouldn't be chewing. Like my homework, for example.
Oh.
There was like the top corner of the paper like missing. Like missing.
You let your guinea pig eat paper?
I don't let him. Okay, he likes to run up to me like, mwah. Like, he's very interesting. And sometimes he'll act lazy and sometimes he won't. It's just, he has a personality for sure and he likes to lie to people. Like, oh yeah, I didn't have a vegetable when I just had a vegetable. Like, when I come home, I smell green pepper on his breath. That sounds so weird.
Wait, you smell his breath?
No, I could just smell it off of him. Like, it reeks off of him. Like, he'll be crying and begging. He'll be crying. He'll be, like, squeaking so loud. And I'm like, oh, my God, are you hungry? My mom's like, I just fed him. And I pick him up. And you could just smell the green pepper off of his body. Like, no.
What the fuck was he doing? Rolling around in it?
That's what I'm saying. I think it's, like, the juices. It's the juices. Because, like, you know, his little mouth is, like, probably open. He's just like, just like. And then, like, the watermelon, too. He has watermelon, like, it's not often because, you know, sweet. But.
Yeah. Also, watermelon season is in summer. So it's not like he's capping it.
Yeah.
Not in watermelon season.
Yeah. And he was, like, when he eats that, the juice gets, like, on his chin.
Oh, yeah.
He gets juice all over the floor. It's.
Oh, my God.
He's Alyssa. So he loves food. He's a foodie. He likes spinach. He likes green peppers. He likes carrots. He
likes everything.
He doesn't like what was it? I do not know what it was. He didn't like it.
Okay, so he doesn't like everything. That's what
it's just one thing though, because he didn't like cucumber at first and now he likes it. He's just chunky. He's a big foodie. He's a big foodie. You know, that's okay. We all are foodies deep down at heart.
Unless you have an eating disorder.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry for that comment. Right. So moving on from that quickly. I also want to talk about the girl who works with Ben, who works with the guinea pigs.
She's cringy.
Oh my God.
She was cringy.
Literally, in my notes, I say, the girl who works with Ben, because we never learn her name, always looks the same. Her lips are open and she looks incredibly stupid.
With her glasses, her...
No. She, I don't know what it is about her, but she has like almost no lines. Not really important to the plot. And every single time you see her, because she is always with Ben, because she's like his assistant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, her name's Marcy? Her name's Marcy. The character? I never heard it.
Never. I didn't know that.
Never.
Anyway, she... Her lips are open, but her teeth are closed. Did you notice that?
I know something was off about her mouth.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because she just... she just looks innately stupid. It's like she has no idea what is going on at any given moment.
It's like a dramatic turn-in, like when she turns and the camera zooms in on her. And like the glasses are just so cringy.
Yeah, there were some bad moments with her.
Can we talk about the trash truck scene? The garbage truck?
That pissed me off. Yes, let's talk about it.
She said, the garbage truck's here, why don't we just go ahead and take it out?
Because they thought the mole was dead.
Yeah. That was so...
Which, like, first of all, why the fuck are you selling a mole
in a pet store?
Just let the bitch go outside.
It's a mole.
We'll figure it out.
But no one wants that. Even a kid, like, that's ugly.
Yeah, moles are
ugly.
Look up a picture of a mole. You too, when you're listening to this. Look up a picture of a mole.
Moles.
They're horrible. They're bad.
Where's the face?
I don't even know if it has eyes.
Oh, look at it. It is. It's just like a small dot.
Oh my god. It makes me so uncomfortable.
No.
No. The way it opens its mouth? Oh my god. Oh no.
That's disgusting.
Oh man.
That's disgusting.
Why are its nails like that? It looks like it has man fingers.
Yeah, you didn't see Speckles, like, little fingers when he was typing. It was like...
No, I did. But look at that shit. That's, like...
That's a man. That... Why would you show me the snout? That looks like a spider. That's so nasty.
Oh, my God. I really am not a fan. They made some poor decisions, those people at the pet store.
That's...
But then... What I really didn't like, and this is a major spoiler. Darwin was very upset when Speckles was thrown into the back of the garbage truck and crushed. Tell me why this motherfucker Speckles, when he turned out to be alive, was like, oh, well, no one looked for me. No one did anything. You guys weren't even upset.
Yes, they were.
You just didn't know that. Why didn't you try and find them? You knew where they were going. Why Speckles didn't do anything. In fact, he turned against them. For no reason.
Wait, he said it was because his family was exterminated in a golf course by humans.
Okay, and Ben rescued him.
That was like so funny. I can never get over that. When he said that, I was laughing so hard. Because I was like, of course I'm going to exterminate you. You're a mole.
Oh my god.
And they're trying to make a golf course.
Okay, no. They could have like rehomed them or like taken them.
Look, that's America. They're not going to do that. And it's sad.
Damn, you're right. You're right.
Oh my gosh. He wasn't even cute as a kid. Like, it was nasty.
No. No.
I had a feeling Agent Speckles was like... How do I put this? A traitor? Because when Darwin like downloaded the file...
Oh, yeah.
I knew he got the like right file. So, like,
that's weird. From the beginning. He
gave signs. Because Darwin was like, I have the file. And I was like, I saw him download the file. The agents were annoying. Like, they had nothing better to do than chase guinea pigs.
I mean, I want to know how much money Ben was using
to do all of that.
Because there must have been to train the guinea pigs, to feed them, to have their little gadgets, which you need the prototypes for, and then you need to figure out what's wrong with the prototype to make the actual thing.
Probably, I think the FBI's money, because like, it was an FBI project.
Yeah, but then the FBI also, I mean, money isn't infinite. Mm. So they have to have a budget. Did they think that it was like, I mean, obviously they thought that the guinea pigs were a waste for the budget. But I just want to know how much money they were using for it to be a waste. Because I don't know.
He probably put his own personal money into it at that point. Because he made, like, speaking gadgets.
Did you see his apartment? His house?
No.
He is not using his personal money.
Oh, wait. They did live in a nice neighborhood.
But his house was a fucking mess. Like, it wasn't a nice house.
Well, yeah, look at him. His character looks all scruffled and, like, all over the place.
Yeah. Bitch, please, before you take care of the guinea pigs, get a haircut.
Okay,
we've only got 4 minutes left. I need to make this point. The car chase, when they're in the little balls, I absolutely love that scene. Top tier entertainment. Absolutely the best. It was so good, so exciting. I loved it. Loved it.
It always, like, it reminded me of, like, a hamster ball. Because, like, it's the
way... It literally is!
It's the way they literally construct it. He literally constructed three hamster balls into, like, a gadget. And there's little cars.
Yeah.
Chasing after them.
If I was driving... Like, big SUVs.
If I was driving on the street, I would be so confused.
Right. Because you probably can't even see them.
That's so weird. It was funny.
No, it was awesome. I really enjoyed it.
Oh my gosh. And like, didn't little kids see them? They're like flying over like the carnival.
Probably, I don't know. I can't remember that part. Yeah, I'm glad that there weren't any guinea pig romances. Because there was flirting, but it didn't
make That flirting anything. Was, oh it my was, gosh.
It was too much.
That flirting?
It was too much.
I said, God. Like, men, you have to keep men on their toes. Never let them know what they want. But the way she talked, too. Oh my gosh, the way she talked. It was so.
I liked the accent. But yeah, she did this, like, sultry, like, I am seducting you.
It was so seducing. She was seducing.
Like, if she were to tell you to strip naked and give her all of your money.
They would have done it.
If you were a man, you would do it just because of her voice. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
I know I'm not. That's why I said it.
Because what was the black guinea pig name? Ooh, what was his name? Waris? No, that's the girl.
There's Blaster?
Blaster. Blaster? He was head over heels for her. It was weird. At the start of the movie, when she jumped out the water and, like, shaking the water off her body, I was like,
oh my god.
I was like, what the?
Oh my god. It was bad.
That was no. And then she had earrings. She had eyelashes. Like, that was weird.
Okay, we have 30 seconds left, so I'm gonna go ahead and say, I know that this movie is fiction, but don't buy pets that you don't know how to take care of. Don't buy them. Don't put makeup on guinea pigs. Don't put them in remote control cars.
Cars?
Like, just don't do it.
That bothered me, that the parent was just like...
Just accepted it.
No. And when he threw the other one in the snake cage, that made me so mad.
Oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god, don't even get me started.
That, I'm so mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, watch the movie. It's from 2009. You've probably already seen it, but watch it again. And if you haven't seen it before, first watch of it. All, how old are you? Second of all, watch it. Just watch it. This has been
a fun episode.
Yes. Yes, this was a good episode.
This was very fun.
Yeah. All right. We have been A&A Theaters.
We'll see you next time.
Well, next we'll see you. We'll talk to you
next time. We'll talk to you next time.